With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming in here, playing some Hall & Oates, talking about the Redskins knocking off the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead last night. Unfortunately, so close doesn't help us. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins is on the show at 11 a.m., 58 minutes from right now. Cousins shined last night, scrambling all over the place like Alex Smith on the final drive. Made a beautiful throw to the back of the end zone to Josh Doctson for a potential game-winning touchdown toss. But on a night where the Redskins' defense was banged up and was gutty.
Gassed.
And trying to work its way through the second half, they couldn't get off the field. The Redskins' offense had four snaps in the entire third quarter. Kirk Cousins could have flown back from Kansas City, spent time with his new baby, gotten back to Arrowhead in Dan Snyder's private jet in time to get back on the field after halftime. It was tough to watch in the third quarter, but man, was that an impressive, passionate effort from the Redskins.
There are a lot of hat tips that you can give here to a lot of guys on defense that are gutting through an awful lot. The bye week couldn't come at a better time. Now you hope that guys are healthy down the stretch because you got to play, you know, whatever it is, 12 straight weeks when you get back. But goodness gracious, you think of Zach Brown, Monte Nicholson, Josh Norman, you know, guys going in and out of the
game.
Mason Foster, Martrell
Spate came off the field as well.
Everybody's banged up on that defense. And, you know, you've got to be responsible for a lot of it. You've got to get off the field without some of those dumb offsides penalties on a third and goal, Preston Smith.
A killer. They had five penalties that allowed drives to continue for Kansas City. Most of them on third down, a couple of them on Breland with hands to the face, a couple on Preston Smith jumping off sides. I don't care if you're playing a good team or a bad team, it's unacceptable. But against a really good offense and an elite team that's probably the best in football, that is unacceptable.
Yeah, and Kansas City's good. You give them credit for this, okay? But this is the tale of two games. This is a tale of two games. There is pre-one play and then post-one play. And I'll get to what the play is in a second. Before this, the Redskins are dominating. Now, they're only up 10-0 because they ran the ball three times in the red zone. They're not great at that. Goal to go. One of them was a read option. Settle for a field goal. Whatever. Before this point, they have time of possession advantage, dominating in yards, dominating in points, scoreboard. Every part of this game, they're rolling. After the third down and three, with 5+ minutes to go, the Terrell Pryor stops running his route, doesn't catch the football. Kansas City scores 23 points, gained 355 yards, had 27 first downs, and held the ball for almost 28 minutes. That moment where Kansas City is going to get the ball to start the second half, that moment right there turned the game. And it's one of those things that people are going to roll their eyes and say that's hyperbolic. They're going to roll their eyes at me and say you can't pin it all on one play because Josh Doctson has the ball in the end zone. You still have a chance. A team as good as Kansas City, you cannot give them life. What happened instead of a first down where you're basically able to run out the clock, I'm not even talking about scoring points. I'm talking about giving the ball back to Kansas City with a minute 30 to go so that they can't march down and score as they did. You open the door for them when Terrell Pryor stopped running his route. As soon as that happens, Kansas City gets the ball, marches down, scores a touchdown. Now they've got the momentum. It's 10-7 going into the half. They get the ball to start the second half, and we know the way the rest of the game went. You opened the door. Catch the bleeping football. Run your route and catch the ball. Here's what I would do this morning if I was Jay Gruden, and this is why I'd make a terrible head coach, by the way. I would bring in all the guys that are hurt, and I'd bring in Terrell Pryor one by one and have him watch the film of him dropping that ball and not finishing his route with all the guys that are playing through all sorts of agony. Guys that are popping their shoulders back in to come back into the football game. Guys that are bleeding and inflated eyes that are puffed up like Kendall Fuller. Everybody doing whatever they can to win the game. And then a guy that's chicken-ass that won't go over the middle to catch a football because he's on a one-year deal worried about his next contract. Get out of here, punk.
October 3rd, 2017. It's early. But here is, I now have my scouting report prepared to turn into the staff. I'm Grant Santos, okay? I am Kyle Smith, A.J. Smith's son. Terrell Pryor is a fast one-trick pony who can get open behind defenders, who has bad hands, and who cannot be relied upon in the middle of the field. That is what he is. He should play less. Josh Doctson, who almost made a sensational game-winning catch. I'm not going to beat him up for dropping the ball. I'd prefer that he caught it. clearly, that was a hell of an attempt. His whirling dervish 360 in the air, whatever that was, most guys just land on their back there. He ended up landing, trying to brace himself on his chest. Something Terrell Pryor couldn't dream of doing on his best day. His catch a week ago for a touchdown, something Terrell Pryor couldn't dream of doing. His diving catch last night for 20 yards, something Terrell Pryor on his finest day in the best game he'll ever play will never make that catch because he can't, because he's not a true wide receiver. He is a splendid athlete who's masquerading as one, and I am over it. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not a spot for him on this team. That doesn't mean he shouldn't play. He should be used like Aldrick Robinson used to be used. He can take the lid off. He can get behind everyone. He did it last night. By the way, he pushed off, and it should have been called on that touchdown. It should have been. By the way, he didn't extend his arms to try to catch the ball. He just let it hit him in the chest, and I don't know what he was doing. And it was, from a coaching standpoint, actually not well executed in terms of his reception in the end zone.
Very happy he caught it.
Luckily, the quarterback that half the fan base doesn't like for some reason threw another perfect 50-yard ball in the air. Luckily he did that. I am over Terrell Pryor. It's October 3rd, and I'm here to tell you, Josh Doctson now. Josh Doctson all the time that he's healthy. Ryan Grant, officially out of the doghouse after his nice catch in the end zone.
A great play.
No reason to crown this guy. People are celebrating Ryan Grant. He's catching two balls per week at this point, okay? He at least generally catches the football when it's thrown to him. He'll occasionally drop a pass. Not Terrell Pryor-like. Not half the time. I'm with you. The drop in the middle of the field was unacceptable. It was one of several plays you want back. There were just too many big mistakes like that against an elite team. You mentioned Pryor's third down drop middle of the field, good throw from Cousins, where he was just completely afraid of contact. Samaje Perine, who I like and actually ran pretty well last night, averaged about 5 yards per carry. He fumbled a toss that set them behind the sticks and eventually set up a third and 12 that ended a drive that could have got them a field goal.
100%.
Prior to falling behind in the fourth quarter. That's a huge play. Alex Smith, time and time again, was able to get out of the pocket. They never had an answer to keep him contained. They didn't have anybody turning him back in. So on that plaster play at the end of the game, the scramble where he found Albert Wilson way down the field on a long catch that set up the game-winning field goal, to me, that's one of those plays that you got to have back. Doctson unable to haul in the game-winning touchdown, I'd throw onto a pile. That's four. And the fifth was any of the third-down penalties.
Anyone.
A couple of them just 40 yards away from the play. Rashad Breeland putting his hand on a face mask. Preston Smith in the neutral zone. One of those I thought was ridiculous on the goal line, by the way. Those are the plays that, to me, unequivocally lose you football games. Now, I was thinking about this as a columnist. What is the lead? How would I write my story? You're at the game, and if you're Jerry Brewer, who comes on our show a lot from the Post, you got to decide as the game goes along, what am I writing tomorrow?
Right.
So I really have two columns that I would consider writing. One is more of a big picture team thought, and that is that, yes, the Redskins can beat anybody, and yes, they played with Kansas City, and we should absolutely commend and applaud them for that, but everyone is acting like this is a linear league. Because they beat Oakland, and because they played Kansas City that way, they're good, and they're now a 10-win team. This team for years has undulated up with the ups and down with the downs.
Mm-hmm.
They play teams like Kansas City tough for years. They come back against San Francisco in 2 weeks, and play poorly and lose that game, and they're 2-3. So I'm not going to crown them as, well, this is a playoff-bound team. This is a team that's going to win around 9 games. They're good enough to, but I still want to see, how do you play bad teams? They really haven't yet. They played the Eagles tough. They're good. They played the Rams tough and beat them. They're good. They played four really solid teams and played four really solid games, maybe other than that Eagles game in week one, I should
say. Can
you
play this well against some of the lesser opponents? Yeah.
That's column number one. The other column is Kirk Cousins. Grooving right now. 6 touchdowns, no picks in the last 3 weeks. On pace at the quarter pole of the season for 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. A 107 rating, the best of his career. What did he tell us he wanted to work on at the end of last season?
Was it not the improvisation? What's the right word? It's like the extra off schedule. Yeah,
he said, make more plays with my feet. Know when to scramble. Final drive last night. 16-yard throw to Pryor. 3rd and 8 scrambles for 10. 2nd and 8 scrambles for 15. 1st and 10 scrambles for 8. The dime to Josh Doctson that was dropped.
Because they're dropping guys in coverage basically at that point. They're doing their thing that they did to New England where they basically rush 3,
yep,
cover with 8, which negated Jameson Crowder, I thought, and negated Chris Thompson. It's what I would do to the Redskins. I would say you can't get catch and run with the two guys that are the best at it.
For a few years, Cousins is throwing balls into small windows with all those defenders, and sometimes they get picked. Last night, he was just taking what was there, running around like Alex Smith. I looked this up. 46 games in his career before the start of this season. He rushed for 30 yards one time. He has rushed for 30 yards twice in four games this season.
That's interesting.
He's turned a little bit of a corner in terms of willingness with his feet. Great throw on a 69-yard seam route to Vernon Davis. Great long ball to Terrell Pryor for a touchdown. I thought last night was one of the better games he's played. And that final drive may have been the best drive of his career, and it's all for naught.
Thought he was really good. Thought the offensive line was great in pass pro. Now, part of that's they didn't blitz a ton and they backed off. But still, Justin Houston is a weapon. Thought Morgan Moses more than handled himself.
Moses against Justin Houston was a win for the Redskins.
I'd say that.
Who had that in the office pool?
I certainly didn't.
There was so much to like about last night, and yet it was such a John Maddening loss.
And that's where mine is. Here's my headline. Missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. There's nothing to be ashamed of. As I said, 31 teams yesterday, if they played the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football in Arrowhead, the Chiefs would be favored over 31 teams in the NFL right now. I think that's an unequivocal fact. Now, will that be the case in December? I have no idea. Attrition happens. Things happen. The league goes up and down, as we know. The Redskins had a chance to win that game. And it's one of those, they were there, but type things. If you're ready, if you are that team that's going to win 10, 11, 12 games, if you are a team that they aspire to be, that we all want them to be, you don't leave saying, we should have, we could have, it was this close. Terrell Pryor makes that catch. Josh Doctson makes that catch. Players don't smack each other in the face mask on a 3rd and 5, 55 yards away from the football.
Right.
You do those winning things. This is a but game. The effort was there. The energy was there. The desire was there. The competitive drive was there. The resilience was there. All the ingredients that you'd be proud of as a Redskins fan, that I am. I'm coming in this morning going, Monte Nicholson is a gutsy son of a gun.
Yes.
Same with Mason Foster. Same with everyone else
Quentin
that got
Dunbar.
Banged up. Quentin Dunbar. Yes, thank you. You got to be proud of those guys. The other side is you had a chance to do it. Missed opportunity.
Let's give out game balls and make some players run some gassers next. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. You guys have been waiting on this since the game ended just before midnight last night, about 10 and a half hours ago. Hit us up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? And we'll get into a defense that started off dominant, strong, and flying in the backfield to Alex Smith, and then couldn't get pressure late in the game, wore down as the toll of injuries was taken. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.